Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Real Talk with Izzy. I'm your host, Izzy Dutra, and this is the safe place where we discuss real social justice issues ranging all across the world. Our other social justice issue is an interesting one and one I have barely talked about with another person. Today we will be talking about the truth of the Los Angeles County Jail. There are 2,850 jail jurisdictions in the United States, and the Los Angeles County Jail system is the largest of them all. There are over 17,024 inmates daily. The racial demographic for Los Angeles County's jail population in 2018 was 50% Hispanic, 30% African American, and 16% white. This percentage is pretty common all over the nation. It has even been reported that the police guards can sometimes lash out unnecessarily on the inmates. Just in 2016, Lee Baca faces a 3-year prison sentence after a jury found he helped orchestrate a scheme to interfere with an FBI investigation into abuses in county jails and later lied to prosecutors about his role. Many people, especially of color, are discriminated against in the legal system. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Today we have someone who has experienced this as an inmate from the Los Angeles County Jail, and he would like to remain anonymous. Why were you sent to the LA County Jail?
For possession of marijuana with intent to sell.
What was your home life like?
Home life growing up?
Yeah.
Leading up to me going to the county jail? Well, I was dropped out of high school at 9th grade, and I started having to fend for myself and take care of myself because my father was in prison and my mother wasn't making enough money, so I started selling marijuana to provide for myself. And so that's what led me to end up eventually going to the LA County Jail for sales of marijuana. By age 16, I went to juvenile hall for it, and then by age 18, I got arrested again for it just to survive.
Do you feel like you had the same advantages as others growing up?
No, I didn't have the same advantages because my parents moved around a lot. They were really good parents, but they moved around a lot. And so I never was like stable at one school. I went from school to school, I never stayed at one school for more than a year or 6 months. Every time I would make new friends, I'd go to another school. And, you know, after my dad went to prison, not having that supervision kind of left me to just be on my own and do whatever I want.
Do you feel like being in that situation with moving from school to school made you and your family maybe think education wasn't the most important thing?
Well, no, education was still important, but like you just can't like stay on a steady program. And when my dad went to prison, then like he was the one who was strict, like was making sure we had our homework and everything done and everything like that. And so my mom was trying, but she couldn't because there was 4 kids and it was just out of control, like too many of us to like manage. So our education, I kind of fell off with that because no one was there to be on top of me to make sure I was doing what I was supposed to do.
What was your first experience in the jail like, in LA County Jail?
Like what, the first week, the first day?
Yeah, first. Well, whatever you remember in those first moments
there. I'll say the first thing when you get to LA County Jail is you get there and you get off the bus with hundreds of other inmates and you go through this whole smelly processing where everyone stands in a line and homeless people, drug addicts, all kinds of gang members, and it's really dirty and it smells. And you go in there, and then before you even get to a bed, you wait about 2 days in these little holding cells. You only get these little juices and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to eat and like some oatmeal cookies. It's like they only have one toilet in there with like 50 guys. And it's just like the worst part about it is when you first arrive there, the processing is the most stinkiest, worst experience anybody has, anything that I ever had. It's the worst experience. Processing you before you get a bed is like horrible.
How did you adjust to being in an environment like that, like through the next couple months?
You just like force yourself to adjust. You really don't have a choice, and you never get comfortable. You never get one good night's sleep in there because there's loudspeakers, inmates talking, people laughing, people fighting, people making noise. So you never really do get comfortable or adjust. if you were there for 100 days, you never had one night good night's sleep. There's no such thing as a good night's sleep in the LA County Jail, because they're always calling inmates on the loudspeaker. There's always something going on. They don't turn off the lights. So you never really adjust. You just start programming. And when you program, you just start having more of like a routine. So, you know, you wake up, you might work out, you shower, you make your food, you play cards, you might do this, you watch TV. So you start trying to have like a schedule to try to make the day go by. And you might use the phone, call your family, call your relatives, stuff like that, you know, and maybe talk with some friends. And you just try to make the day go by as fast as you can, even though every time you, well, there's no clocks in there, so you never even know what time it is unless you ask a guard and he's nice enough to tell you what time it is. He'll tell you. But other than that, you're pretty much just lost in a dungeon, pretty much, with no, like, you don't know what's going on. You kind of know what time it is by breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's how you know what time it is.
Did you join groups of people there?
Yeah, you have to join a group. Depending on what race you are, if you're, you know, Hispanic, white, African, Asian, Indian, other, basically everybody is racially segregated. So when you walk in and you're, say me, I'm half Hispanic, half white, but I look more Hispanic. So the Hispanics approached me, and there's two different groups of Hispanics. There's the Southern Mexicans, the Southsiders, and then there's the what they call the paisas. They're the people who are south of the border that were born in Mexico. So if you're born in Mexico, you go with the paisas. But if you're born in like California and you're Mexican, you go with the Southern Mexicans. They're called Southsiders. I went with the Southsiders because I was born in California and I'm young and I'm not from Mexico. So I went with them. They are the ones who dominate the prison system in California, because there's the majority of them is Mexican. So they're the ones who dominate the prison as far as like the rulers of the prison. And then second place would be the African Americans, the blacks, because they're the second most incarcerated. And then there'd be the whites. And then when it comes to like Asians and like other people like Indians, they're the least majority of the prison. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to join a group, then the only way out of it is if you like just hardcore pretend you like, or I say pretend because a lot of people get in there and they get scared and they want to pretend they're Christians when they weren't a Christian on the street. But when they get in there, they get scared and they start carrying a Bible around, and they don't want to be a gang of the, they don't want to be a part of the politics with joining a racial group like Southsiders, Paisas, blacks, or whites. So they say they're Christian. But the bad part about that is if you say you're Christian and if one of the different races decide to bother you, you have nobody to back you up. So, yeah. So say a Southsider Mexican can come rob a Christian for his food, and the Christian can't tell any group or anybody, hey, this guy robbed me, like, but vice versa, like if someone was to come rob a Southsider, that's like almost impossible because there's 50 other Southsiders there to protect him. It won't happen. So if you want to choose to become like on your own and you want to be like just a Christian on your own, you're more in danger that way because you have no protection from any other group. So it's, you have to kind of join a group for protection depending on your race. Whatever race you fall into, it goes by race. It's actually, California is one of, LA County Jail is one of the most racially segregated places over the whole United States, because they don't have this in New York, mm-hmm. in Florida, and Texas. All the races kind of hang out with each other, but California is racially segregated in groups.
Do you believe there was any discrimination or injustices going on behind bars?
Yeah, there is, because in there, the white people are only allowed to work. So if you run with the whites, they call them the Peckerwoods, the Woods, whatever they call them, you know, mm-hmm. in jail. The officers give the jobs to the white guys, and very rarely they give them to the Mexicans and the blacks, because the Mexicans and the black guys in jail are usually in gangs, and they're from gangs, and they don't want to have them walking around and working and doing stuff, because they might be passing secret notes to other gang members. So they don't give Mexicans and black guys jobs in LA County Jail at all, really, because they think that they're going to be passing little secret gang notes to people, and they call them kites. Like, they think that they're going to pass kites around. So they really try to give the white guys the jobs. So it leaves a lot of the Mexicans and the other races, like black guys and everything like that, leaves them sitting in the jail cell all day, and they don't get to go out and do nothing. So other than that, the whole jail system is dominantly Mexicans, and then second place would be the Africans. And I don't know if that's just coincidence or that's just like what it is in LA, but there's a very small percentage of white people in there.
Did you ever feel threatened yourself by a guard for no reason? Or did you ever feel like you fought
your guard? I got beat up by a couple guards, and it was more than often. Like, you're not supposed to look at a guard. When it's count time, you keep your head down, and they don't like when you put your head up, or even they don't even like when you look at them in their eye. You're supposed to keep your head down, or they give you what it's called a flashlight therapy. They might bop you in the head with the flashlight, or you can be randomly just walking from a visit, and you have to keep your shoulder on the wall. And so sometimes they'll just stop and search you, and they'll kick your leg open real hard and make you, like, you know, spread your legs where it hurts, like make you do the splits almost. Yeah. And, like, you know, one other time a guard, he banged my head into the wall for no reason. And, like, every now and then they come up and they rough you up. If, you know, they do it to more people who stick out, people who really don't know how to follow a program, mm-hmm. they'll come rough you up. But I stuck to a really good program, and I tried my best not to look at them. I tried my best to keep my wall on the arm. I tried to always walk properly so they don't come and, like, twist my wrist or do something like that, because they really do come up to you fast, twist your wrist, throw you on the ground, and tell you, like, what are you looking at? Why aren't you doing this? And so, like, they're aggressive, but they have to be aggressive because they're in, like, a real hostile environment with a lot of killers and gang members, and mm-hmm. so they got to kind of be the ones who dominate the jail. The inmates have to have a fear of them. If not, those inmates might be out of control.
Was it overcrowded?
Yes, it's overcrowded. There's been times when I go into a 6-man cell and there's 8 people in there, and there has to be 2 floor sleepers. They throw 2 mats on the floor. And in the LA County Jail, there's rats like the size of cats. You know, they will come and literally steal your food. Like, you have to close your bag up, because if you have, like, commissary, like, you keep your bag tight, because rats have been known to come and, like, steal food from the inmates. And so, like, being a floor sleeper is scary, because you have the chance of a rat coming. And these cells are really old. They look like they're from, like, the 20s. They're like dungeons. So it's, like, really overcrowded. There's been times when I'm in a dorm that fits 50 people, but there's 50 people and there's, like, 20 floor sleepers, 20 mats on the floor. They don't even have enough beds.
Did you notice more men of color than of white?
Yeah, there's, like I think you said earlier, there's 50%, I think, was Hispanic, 30% black, and that sounds like a good ratio because that's what it looks like. And then there's, like, you know, a good percentage. I wouldn't say 20% white. I'd say it's more like 10% white, 5% mm-hmm. Asian, and then 5% like Middle Eastern, Armenian, other mm-hmm. races like that.
Thank you so much for sharing. We hope you all have a good day and enjoy the rest of your time listening to podcasts.